My name is Reese Ballvance, and this is the story that I entered in the Paul Engle contest. My title is A Beautiful Awakening. Summer finally began. After a long, challenging school year at Peach Junior High, the time finally arrived. I could enjoy the hot summer sun and finally get the tan I had been so eager to receive. My family and I could finally go on our annual family summer vacation to Hickory Hills in LaPorte City, Iowa. This year, we decided to stay in the Bullfrog Cabin, which was my favorite because it had the best view of the glistening, blue, clear lake. I loved watching the water glisten from the sunrise reflecting off of it. The bright green oak and pine trees full of leaves that surrounded the lake with a perfect formation. The crystal clear lake, clear enough to see the fish swimming all around. In front of our cabin lied an old, creaky, wooden dock that you could stand on the edge of and feel as if you were in the middle of the lake. This time, my whole family stayed in the same cabin, so it felt a little smaller than it usually did. It felt as if we were sardines in a tin can, all squished and crammed together. Right when we arrived, I called top bunk and started to organize all my things to make it feel a little more homey. I put my sheets on the mattress and carefully laid down a blanket on top of the sheets to make sure there were no wrinkles. I then put my pillow on top and then jumped on the bed, making the once perfectly made bed messy. Even though it wasn't home, it felt like it because my whole family was there, and everything felt warm and welcoming. When my grandma and aunt arrived, my grandma brought in 3 bags filled to the top, one bag for me, one bag for my sister, and one for my brother. I lied on the top bunk with a bag of food in hand and thought, this vacation would top all the others. The next morning, I got abruptly woken up by my father asking me to go fishing with him. I rolled over in my bed, annoyed I was woken up so early. I envisioned having a relaxing vacation where I could sleep in every day. I placed my pillow over my head so I didn't have to listen to my father's nonsense. My father then shook me and insisted I went fishing with him and my brother. I threw the pillow off my head and whipped the warm, cozy blanket off of me. I threw my leg over the edge and slowly but heavily walked down the ladder that had been built on the side of my bed. I threw on a sweatshirt over top of my pajamas and put my Birks on over my socks. I stormed out of the cabin, forgetting about breakfast and not even caring about it. As I walked out, I slammed the door in disgust about going fishing this early in the morning. Once I got outside, I could hear the little goldfinches chirping and singing their morning songs while calling to each other, along with the woodpeckers pecking away at the tall trees. I looked around, thinking about why I acted the way I did, and then continued to walk down the dock. My brother and father had already sat down on the rusted old picnic table, so I sat and joined them. As I looked across the lake, I could see the beautiful sunrise. It had colors of purple, pink, and orange. They faded into each other and reflected off the lake, creating an array of color. The bright colors of the sky and the sounds coming from the birds made me realize that maybe this wasn't going to be so bad after all. I realized that the world we live in may not always have skies of purple and orange, but our land can be absolutely breathtaking at times, and I should appreciate it. My beautiful vision ruined by the smell of the night crawlers my father had purchased from the bait shop we passed on the way here. When I glanced at the table, I saw the worms slithering and moving all around in the clumps of dirt and the styrofoam. I knew I wouldn't be able to touch the worm, so my father grabbed a worm from the container and began poking the needle through the worm, starting at one end and layering the worm on top of itself until he got to the other end. My father then handed me the purple and pink fishing pole with a neon pink and white bobber hooked onto the thin fishing line that you could barely see. I casted my line into the deep, clear, blue, bountiful water and began to slowly grasp the reel handle. I turned it until I heard the soft but loud click. I relaxed more in my seated position, thinking I would have to wait a while before I would get any fish nibbling on my bait. As soon as I leaned my back against the picnic table, my bobber began to bounce in a rhythm, making a circle of ripples in the water. I did what my father always told me and slowly reeled in and then pulled up a little bit with my pole to make sure the fish still had the hook in their mouth. When I knew for sure, I pulled up more and reeled in a lot faster than before. The spot where my bobber once sat, bobbing in the water, now hanging, latched onto a hook, a small, shiny, orange and blue sunfish. When I finally got my line in all the way, I grabbed a hold of the top of the hook to get a closer look. I brushed the pokey back fins on the fish down and grabbed the small fish with my right hand, then used my left hand to wiggle the hook out of the fish's lip before releasing it back into the water. After a couple of hours out on the dock, we all decided to walk back into the cabin to see what the rest of the family was doing. They all had chairs in a circle formation in front of the cabin, just talking and laughing about any family story that came to mind. My father, brother, and I joined in the circle and the conversation. My father began to talk about how happy he felt that we could all have this time together and that we all got to experience this trip. I carefully stepped back, closed my eyes, took a deep breath, and smiled. As we continued talking about previous family stories, an epiphany brushed over my head like a cloud of dust just passing over me. I realized that I needed to think more about being thankful that I even got to be on this trip with my family. I began to understand that I should be appreciating this land that I get to live on every day because it is amazing. I remembered how upset I got when my father woke me up so early in the morning to go fishing with him and my brother, how I just wanted to lay in bed all day and watch the Netflix show that I had downloaded on my phone earlier that week and eat all the junk food that my grandma gave me. But all at once, it hit me that this is not how I envisioned this trip to turn out. I wanted to enjoy this time I got to spend with all of my family in this beautiful state, because you never know when it will be the last time.